degrees with a heat advisory in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. The new school year brings new laws impacting Tennessee students, and one of the most controversial changes allows schools to display the Ten Commandments. Walter Blanks Jr., founder of the Legacy Society, joined our midday show, This is Nashville on Thursday, to discuss some of these new education policies. When it comes to the Ten Commandments rule, he questions why school leaders feel the need to display the religious text.
I'd make the argument personally that you can have far more impact on the life of a student by the way that you're living your life as an administrator, as a teacher, and the values that you're instilling in them. That's going to have far more impact than a poster on the wall that they're going to walk by, may not even read.
The law is not a mandate. It just gives the schools the option to include the commandments alongside the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. To hear more about the new laws shaping education in Tennessee, go to thisisnashville.org or wherever you get your podcasts. A man in Murfreesboro has been arrested after threatening to sit in his driveway with a gun during school pickup. The Tennessean reports the 70-year-old man had grown weary of parents blocking his driveway while waiting in the car pickup line after school. So he called the front office at Scales Elementary School with a threat to sit in his driveway armed. The man was charged with harassment. He has a hearing set for next month. Nashville-based HCA Healthcare is the largest hospital operator in the country. Their Tennessee locations have a different name, TriStar. That could change soon. The Nashville Business Journal discovered the possible name change by looking through documents about Williamson Health, the public hospital in Franklin. HCA applied to buy it. In its pitch, the name of the hospital would have been HCA Healthcare Williamson, no mention of TriStar. The company confirmed Thursday it's contemplating a rebrand. Ultimately, Ascension St. Thomas bought that hospital. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN.